Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everyone and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you have a fantastic day. It's been a bit of a later here in the wonderful city of New York. Bit of bad weather. It's been, it's been a pretty full-on week. I got to be honest, I'm actually really looking forward to getting on the plane tomorrow and going back to what seems like now very sleepy Sydney. It's certainly been an eye-opening experience coming here and meeting all the projects, speaking to so many people. I attended an event last night with a number of people in crypto, some of which were my guests on the show. So it was good to speak to a lot of people outside of the whole everyone's pitching everybody. And as a matter of fact, you know, with the show, with the podcast, a lot of people sort of open up a little bit more because they're not pitching. Yes, of course, we're talking about a project or we're talking about something in the space. But when I went running around Consensus yesterday, the actual main event, it was madness. It was just absolutely full on. Just people running around everywhere, pitching. And I am sure that is why last night there were a lot of people letting their hair down. Now, today I interviewed a wonderful woman in the community. Her name was Donna Riddell. I really, really say to you, when that comes out, we're getting it edited, have a listen and a watch of that interview. She's a wonderful human being with an amazing background and so much to do for this space. So that was a real, one of my highlights actually, was speaking with her today. It was certainly fantastic. So I want to go through now and just sort of talk to you about the market a little bit. Have a quick look at what's going on across the markets. Now, yesterday, for my Market View members, I had found a potential trade setup on Bitcoin Cash short. Now, it did set up the way I wanted it to. It did everything I wanted it to, except for actually fill. I didn't actually get a trade. It did not fill. It moved higher, took out the stop loss, and then it fell. And of course, the market is down ever so slightly today. Now, the whole point I'm trying to make here is that, you know, sometimes things can set up exactly how you want them, and you might get a great trade. You've been waiting and stalking and setting the trade up and going through your checklist, and it fits all the rules perfectly, let's just say. You raise the order, and then it doesn't happen. But what are you doing around that order? So, for example, if it takes out the stop-loss level prior to going through your entry level, you should be cancelling that order. Now, I know that I take this for granted. I know that I haven't said this before. It's just because I just see it as something that's obvious. But maybe it's not so obvious for you. An order is only valid while the trade is still valid. Now, if the market does not enter you in and then goes beyond where your stop loss would have been, of course, you don't make a loss on that because you have to be entered into the trade to be taken out of the trade. So it's not so much of a it's not a big deal. It is a big deal that you cancel that order, because if the reason for being in that trade and having the levels, i.e. the stop loss level, is invalidated, then of course the reasons for being in that trade or wanting to be in that trade are no longer valid. In that case, you need to cancel your order. Now, sometimes if you raise an order and you've got to go out or you go to bed or whatever may be that gets in the way and you can't cancel it immediately, that's okay. That is life. And that happens. You might get filled in a trade you don't want to be in. Let's just say that happens. You raise an order, it fills you, you come back from going for a surf or whatever it is that you're doing with your time, and you're in the trade, and you go, oh, geez, actually, it took out the stop level before it filled me. What should you do? Now, many of you will think that the answer would be based around whether it's in profit or not. And it's not about that at all. As a matter of fact, if the trade stop loss was invalidated and you are now in that trade, the main or the only suggestion, the only thing that you should be doing is looking to close that trade. Now, I don't care if it's in profit or not. A good trader will recognize that they should not be in that trade in the first place. Now, if you are in profit, well, that's great. But you do not want to stay with that position. You should not be in that. You don't want that to come into your subconscious thought and affect what you do going forward. So the second a trade is invalidated, i.e. the stop is taken out, now before you're entered into the trade, you need to cancel that order. It's one of these very, very simple things. It's something that I know I don't talk about some of the simple things sometimes, but often I go over some things that are more relevant to me. That's why I've got the Journey of the Apprentice series, which I'm looking forward to getting back into again when I get back to Sydney. But it's certainly something that is very, very important. So that is, if a trade that you're in is a trade that you shouldn't be in, you close it immediately, regardless of whether it's profiting or not. Guys, a very simple little lesson there today. The markets are, as I said, slightly down today. When I say slightly, we're talking about crypto here, so a couple of percent is really nothing. They are starting to look more bearish. Bitcoin, in particular, is starting to look a little bit more bearish, but we'll have to wait and see if we can hold that $8,000 level. Guys, keep an eye on the show. Keep an eye on everything Trader Cobb and crypto related at www.tradercobb.com. I hope you have a fantastic day. I can't wait to be speaking to you guys all again in sleepy Sydney. Have a great day. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out tradercobb.com because experience matters.